Today's readings, I think, remind us of who we are as disciples of Christ Jesus, whom hath called and sent us forth to be fishers of men, just like the gospel said today. While Christ hath called us, not all have followed. Many nowadays, as in the past, are still sitting back, still waiting for the Lord to meet their demands, their conditions, or their expectation before they truly answer and follow the Lord. They remain as spectators and bystanders. Others have answered, but to different varying degrees, have or have not given themselves completely to cooperate to the salvific and redemptive mission of Christ yet. And to be honest, my brothers and sisters, I'm guilty of this many times. I don't know about you, but to truly preach the gospel at all times, it's very tiring. It gets discouraging at times, especially having to deal with people with different personalities or having to face many hurts, manipulation, intimidation, oppressions, threats, oppositions, betrayals, obstacles, and resistance along the way. At times, my brothers and sisters, the evils done among the children of God and the people of faith can be some of the worst there are, and that can make one lose hope. Sometimes the temptation to simply throw in the towel and to say to the Lord, I'm giving up, choose someone else, is so real. However, I don't know about you, but every time I come to prayers, as soon as I feel like that I'm tired and wanted to let go, the Lord always gently calls me back. For some providential reason, I could never let go, and I'm still here, kicking and screaming at times. What can one do when we really love Him and when He had called us? No matter how much kicking and screaming there might be, we just cannot walk away when the Lord lovingly calls us. Love is complicated. It is hard. Perhaps this is why we can only embrace our trials and hardships, challenges and obstacles, with perseverance and humility for the sake of love. The Lord does not call the equipped. He simply equips the ones He called. However, not at one time, not immediately, but over the course of our journey and continually with His grace. Slowly, we, as His disciples, begin to recognize that we never really stop growing and learning how to love. This is why discipleship is a journey of continual growth. We learn and adapt each day so that we become more in tune, more flexible, more creative in letting what He has taught us in our own prayer be enlivened and shared through our words and action, life and deeds. However, on top of the personal obstacles that we might face, there are also communal obstacles that outside of us that often create divisions. Because we as human beings like to be in different camps or different ideologies that exist within our very own community of faith and believers. The first one that we often see is power. My spiritual director have told me very clearly that, Koy, there are people who cannot seek power outside, that they go within the church to seek it from within. These people who seek power often ask, who do you know? What parish you have or belong to? What title or abbreviation after your name? What do I need to know to be in more power? By asking these questions, we cheapen our true mission by worrying what is only good for us. Second, suspicion. What is he or she trying to do? How come they're here in this position? What do they want from me? Hence, we judge others because we cannot open up our hearts to trust that the Lord is at work in His own disciples, no matter how imperfect they are. Third, division. Oh, you're a nervous ordo priest or mass attendees, or you're a Tridentine mass lover or priest. You're not traditional enough, or that you're not open enough. You went to this seminary or belong to this religious order, or you belong to this organization. You didn't speak out on this issue, or why were you silent on this one? You're not holy enough, or that you think that you're better than us. We ask all these questions with all these ideologies. We remain very vocal and worried, but not silent in prayer to open to God working in and through each and other. Those are just the three most popular downfalls that we often see within our own parish community and within the church that rupture and divide the church within her own children who are called to be disciples of Christ. My brothers and sisters, St. Paul today in his first letter to the Corinthians state that we belong to no one else but Christ Jesus. If we think that we need to be this or that, to follow this or that ideologies, know this or that person, we have done nothing to pick and choose what is best for us. At the end of the day, we remain our very own judge, looking down on others, but stuck in our own pitiful self-righteousness. But Jesus never got preached. Jesus never became our Savior, our Lord, and our Redeemer. Our problem, I think, is that we have too many people wanting to be masters and teachers, but not enough disciples and followers. We want to take Christ's place and to put ourselves on a pedestal as to judge others, to make ourselves feel good, to point fingers at others when they done something wrong, but never have enough humility to lay down our lives and our everything to follow Him. So what if we don't like the Pope, a bishop, a priest, a deacon, a catechist, a parish staff, a volunteer, or a parish member? Grow up and learn to live with one another. Don't you think that you're the only one that don't like that person? Perhaps because that person had to put up with you as well. My brothers and sisters, please, don't think that we're so high and mighty that the Lord cannot even satisfy us. Because when we put ourselves on the pedestal, we stop receiving God's grace here and now. Perhaps we're not happy with others because the person that we're unhappy of is ourselves. Therefore, in all things, we have to be careful that we do not invalidate, create obstacles, and drive people away from Christ Jesus and His love for humanity, shown on the cross and at each and every Mass when we receive the Eucharist. When Jesus chose His disciples, He did not choose the perfect, the like-minded, the gentle, the nice, and educated people. He called on the misfits, the lower class, and different people of different personalities. But what made them disciples is that they listened to His call and they followed Him. And us too, in following Jesus Christ, we have to learn to put up and to live with each other. It wasn't easy then, it's not easy now. We saw within Jesus' own disciple, they clashed with each other at times. Yet He gently taught them, and His love changed them. His willingness to give Himself as expiation for our sins on the cross, His faithful promise of the resurrection and ascension into heaven, and His sending forth of the Paraclete, change the whole world, change His disciples, so it also should change us. Jesus Christ is the only reason why we're Catholics. The only reason why we believe, the only reason why we're here. Christ Jesus had called us into one family, one body, one church. Therefore, we need to humble ourselves to learn how to love one another as He had loved us. Else, we will be the one who's stopping His grace at work and pushing people far away from the church. My brothers and sisters, I beg you, the people that you and I dislike and hate the most, we need to pray for the most. Pray that God work in their heart and in my heart, in your heart, that all of us come to receive Him, to be saved, and to be redeemed by Him. May we take the time, my brothers and sisters, in the midst of everything that is going on, to choose to know one another, choose to love, and choose to serve with our whole heart to the response of our very own calling, to our very own vocation, to our very own stage of life as His disciples. May Jesus Christ be in our heart, our mind, our everyday life, and may He be praised now and forever.